So the last lecture was rather on the long side, so to compensate, this one's going to be on the short side. And it introduces an important and subtle new idea, so maybe brevity is the soul of wit here. So in our first go-around with measurable sets, we decided what a measurable set was more or less by fiat. That is to say, we defined the concept of a sigma algebra, and then we declare that the sigma algebra is what we call the measurable sets. In our new development that we're doing right now, the point of view is different. Here we will understand measurable sets more by more of a discovery method. And the measurable sets defined with our new technique will have all the desirable properties of a measure, including additivity, including countable additivity. So we will actually be able to look at a set and decide by a calculation whether or not it's measurable. So let's begin by recalling the definition of a sigma algebra. We shall make considerable use of this concept in our current discussion, and compare this with our consideration of sigma algebras from earlier lectures. So let X be any set. Then a family capital script X of subsets of capital X is said to be a sigma algebra if these conditions are satisfied. First of all, the empty set and the entire space both belong to capital script X. Secondly, if E is in capital script X, then the complement of E is also in capital script X. And lastly, if E sub J is a sequence of sets in capital script X, then their union also belongs to capital script X. So that's a sigma algebra. It's an idea that we've been familiar with now for a while. And we'll note the following points. If capital script X is a sigma algebra of subsets of capital Roman X, then the intersection of a sequence of sets in capital script X is also in the sigma algebra. This is an immediate consequence of De Morgan's laws. Secondly, if X is any set, then the empty set and X is a trivial example of a sigma algebra. It just has two elements, not very interesting. Thirdly, if capital Roman X is any set and E is a subset of X, then capital script X equals the empty set E, complement E, and capital Roman X is a sigma algebra just having four elements, again, not very interesting. Fourthly, if X is any set, then the power set capital script P of X is also a sigma algebra. And lastly, E, if X is any set, and if capital script X1, capital script X2 are sigma algebras of subsets of capital Roman X, then the intersection of capital script X1 and capital script X2 is also a sigma algebra. So definition, let X be a set, let capital script X be a sigma algebra of set subsets of X, then an R hat valued function mu with domain capital script X is said to be a measure, provided that the mu of the empty set is zero, the measure of any set mu of E is bigger than or equal to zero, less than or equal to plus infinity for any set E. Yeah. And thirdly, if E sub J is a sequence of sets in capital script X that are pairwise disjoint, then the measure of the union of the EJs equals the sum of the measures of the EJs. So that's a familiar set of ideas. Example. If capital Roman X is the natural numbers, capital script X is all subsets of capital Roman X, then define mu of E to be the number of elements in E if E is finite, and to be plus infinity if E is infinite. Then mu is a measure. It is called the counting measure. Now we've reached the magic moment. We're going to explicitly define the criterion for measurability of a set. It's called Kara-Theodori's condition, named after the great Greek mathematician Constantine Kara-Theodori. So let M star be the outer measure defined on all subsets of R. A set E and R is said to satisfy Kara-Theodori's condition in case the outer measure of A equals the outer measure of A intersect E plus the outer measure of A take away E, which is equal to the outer measure of A intersect E plus the outer measure of A intersect the complement of E for all subsets A and R. Look at the figure. The collection of all set sets will be denoted by capital script L. And the figure just illustrates what we were discussing. Again, this is a rather short lecture today. But we've introduced this whole new idea of how to think about measurability that's worth thinking about, rather than hit you over the head with a sigma algebra of sets and say these are the measurable sets. Now we have an actual way to calculate whether a set is measurable. And the way you tell whether a set is measurable is how it behaves with respect to intersection and set theoretic difference with arbitrary subsets of the reals. That is Carathéori's condition. And of course, we'll develop this idea further in future lectures. Thank you for listening.